Okay, we're in business. Okay, we're doing chapter 26, verse 16. Okay? And it says, a lazy person is wiser in his own eyes than seven advisors. I'll take questions. Question is why seven advisors? Is because, like a cabinet for the president, there's a set amount of spaces. Seems in those days the set amount was seven. So they had seven advisors. Okay? Now the subject that the advisors advise the king is political, how to deal with people. I mean, you know, kings and all types of people like that. And then when to go to war. We have to make the same decisions in our own life. When to yell at a person, when to be quiet, when to back off, how to deal with people. So we have the same type of problem every day. So the lazy person says that he knows about life more than these seven advisors.
The fact that he's lazy proves it.
Question is... The question is not why he thinks it. I don't know if one human being, if you ask them, and say, do you know more than the professional in this field? Most people would say no. They realize they're not professionals. You know what I mean? So the thing is, they recognize that. So the question is, what does the statement mean altogether? No person in his right mind would say such a thing. That is really the question. It's not that if a person thinks that a person would never say such a thing. The answer is that people have opinions, and they state these opinions as if it's 100% correct. People give advice in all areas to other people and to family members. They give advice as if they know 100%, even though they have never studied the field. So there are two ways. There's what you think consciously and how you act, and they're contradictory, even though you don't notice that you're in contradiction. This is not the only area that people are in contradiction between what they say consciously and what they, how they act. They act very different sometimes than what they would admit. Okay? So the pasuk is talking about a lazy person is wiser in his own eyes, is that he acts wiser in his own eyes. Okay? So the question is, I understand he acts wiser, But it should call him contradictory or something foolish, some type of fool or self-contradictory person. Why do they call him lazy? Why is he called lazy? The thing is that according to King Solomon, lazy is not a motive. You can't call a person, oh, you're not doing it because you're lazy. Lazy is when I do not do, according to this verse, there might be other aspects of laziness, according to King Solomon, but it's a lack of knowledge. If I do not do the research about life, or if I do not act according to reality, that would be considered lazy. The motives could be much different. There are different motives why people don't do the research or why people act in a certain way. There are different motives, but the fact is that he's lazy because he did not do the investigation in this case. There is another way of doing the verse, and that is in Hebrew you could read the verse in two ways. The second way is if a person is lazy in his own eyes, we're saying the exact words, but just changing where you place the words. If a person is lazy in his own eyes, he is wiser than the seven advisors. And of course, the question is really obvious, is that why should any person consider in his own eyes means that it's not really true. He considers himself lazy. Why should a person consider themselves lazy if they are not? That sounds ridiculous. In other words, if a person did everything he can and he doesn't see that he's lazy in his own eyes, and he did everything he can with, you know, he can't do anything more, why should he consider himself lazy? Okay. There was a man by the name of Bachiam Pakuda who wrote a book, Duties of the Heart. And he wrote an argument why he should not write the book. And then he says, maybe I'm giving this argument because I'm lazy. Okay? What does he mean? It's the same idea as what we're saying here. There are, sometimes we could give, if you don't give a logical reason and you're doing something, then it has to be for unconscious motives. We always have unconscious motives. Okay? And if we don't think a thing through, then it must be some unconscious motives that's driving us. But even if we think it through logically, then there are emotions, hidden emotions, that could sneak in and affect us. That's what he means. He says, there might be other motives. Lazy is simply that I'm not in reality. Not in reality means that I must check that the reason, the argument that I'm giving, is it really logical? Or is there an unconscious motive that's making me give this argument? And I wouldn't give this argument if it wasn't for the unconscious motive. Okay? Yaakov, when he raised Yosef, he realized that Yosef had a different personality than any of the other brothers, and he had to raise him differently. But there was also something else. Yosef was the eldest of his favorite wife, Rachel. Okay? So therefore, that emotion made him go too far in raising him differently, and he bought him the coat of many colors. So the thing is, he had a logical reason for raising Yosef different. It wasn't just stupidity. But in it, since there was a different motive, that other motive snuck in to make the decision. Okay? So the thing is, that's what he's saying. So he says that if a person thinks he's lazy in his own eyes, by lazy it means that there are other motives why I should do the incorrect act, I must do that research and I must check myself out to make sure it's 100% correct. Okay, is that clear? Any questions? Okay. So the next question is, if that is true, then I understand that he's as smart as the seven advisors, but why is he smarter than the seven advisors? The answer is, if you remember the story of Haman, that Haman was he was evil, but he was a smart advisor. He knew how to deal with the king, he knew how to get what he wants from the king, and he was interested in power. He was definitely evil, but he was a smart advisor, and he knew all the tricks. Now, could you imagine if you're taking your wife to a quiet dinner and she brings along this handsome hunk? Now, you're definitely going to think that there's something wrong here, right? Or the opposite, if he brings along a model, you know what I mean? There's something wrong, right? Now, there is this quiet dinner between the queen and the king, and the only one that's invited is Haman. Haman knows about being ambushed and human nature. He has to say, look, this is wrong. But if you look in the Megillah, it says, I'm so happy I'm the only one invited. His ego didn't let him see the trap. His own ego didn't let him see the trap. You see? Because he doesn't investigate his emotions. So he fell into the trap because of his own ego. The same thing, that's what we're saying here. That if you could tell your own motives and see the incorrect motives, how it's affecting you, and you see all these things, it doesn't let you blind you to different strategies or different traps in life. So you can look at life objectively. So in that way, you are smarter than all the advisors, because if you live the life of Mishlei, and you also investigate your own motives that you might be, that your logic might be off, so therefore, so then you are smarter and you're in better shape because of that knowledge. Okay, that's why he's smarter than the seven advisors.